He felt Arm Lin die as he drank. A faint, almost imperceptible exhalation, and a final shudder. Then his friend was gone. Valen forced away the surge of despair to suck in the last few pulses of blood streaming from the mason's wound. The thick metallic stream flooded his mouth and caught in his throat, making him gag. Heedless of his disgust, he forced the thick torrent down. Valen felt the gift blossom as soon as the first few drops entered his gut, spreading through his being with lightning speed and bringing with it a song that had more in common with a scream. The music was deafening, painfully so, filling his mind with an overlapping cascade of notes that somehow retained a tune of sorts, despite their ugly discordance. A tune that held both certainty and meaning. Death comes from all sides. It comes now. He sprang away from Armlin's corpse, crouching low and ducking under the whistling slash of a saber, as its wielder, a hulking Stahlhorst in full armor, came surging out of the long grass that covered the canal bank. The warrior cursed and tried again, both hands on the hilt as he thrust towards Valen's chest. The song continued to scream as Valen found his gaze captured by the Stahlhorst's blunt, heavily creased features. The tune told the tale of a man steeped in blood and happiest in moments of violence. A man who had fought, killed, raped and even looted his way across the Iron Steppe and the Borderlands. A man who hungered for more when the Horde swept into the heart of the Venerable Kingdom. A man who had also neglected to repair the small plate of armor that covered the space above his left hip, hacked away during the final assault on Keshin Ko. All this the song screamed into Valen's mind in the space of a heartbeat. He twisted as the Stahlhorst closed, allowing the saber to pass within an inch of his chest, then stabbed his sword point into the gap in the Stahlhorst's armor. The blade sank deep, slicing through vein, tendon, and cartilage to sever all connections between leg and hip. The warrior shouted in shock and fury as he collapsed, glaring up at Valen, lips forming a last defiant obscenity. Valen withdrew his blade and hacked down, the warrior's final words swallowed by the gush of blood that erupted from his mouth. The song's shriek snapped Valen's gaze to a fresh threat, two more Stahlhorst thrashing through the tall grass barely yards away. He hacked again at the dying warrior's neck, delivering two fast blows, then taking hold of the man's helmet as the head came free of his shoulders. The first Stahlhorst to clear the grass took the thrown head full in the face and reeled back on his heels, stunned and blinded by the impact and explosion of gore. He managed to scrape the red mess from his eye in time for it to receive the tip of Valen's sword, the blade skewering his brain before he had time to register the fact of his own death. Valen kicked the twitching corpse aside, pulling the sword free in time to parry the slash delivered by the second Stahlhorst. He stepped close before the warrior had the chance to retreat, delivering a swift headbutt to his unguarded nose, then snatching a dagger from the man's belt before whirling and driving it into the unarmored rear of his thigh. More pealing cries from the song sent Valen sprawling into the grass as a criss-cross hail of arrows snapped in the air. The unfortunate Stahlhorst, still upright and staggering as he tried to pull the dagger from his leg, took a trio of shafts in the chest, evidently loosed from close range, judging by the ease with which the steel arrowheads punched through mail and plate. As Valen crawled away, his belly scraped the earth. He heard the warrior's choking death rattle. Shouts echoed through the fog-shrouded bank, interspersed by the occasional snap and whistle of a loosed arrow, but none came close. "It's different," Valen thought, as he crawled, wincing as the song's grating tune continued. Its pitch rose and fell continually, sibilant as a snake's hiss one second, then screeching like a distressed hawk the next. With every peak, he felt his vision darken and his pulse quicken, accompanied by a rarely felt but familiar hunger. He had first felt it in the Martiche Forest many years ago, when his friend lay dying and Valen sprinted in pursuit of the archer who had felled him. It was bloodlust, a need to kill born of this song. A different song, he knew with growing certainty, Not my song. Not the song he had left in the beyond after bleeding himself to the point of death at Altor. Not the song he had ached for ever since.